so we're gonna start out with kind of a funny question.
I don't promise to answer if it makes me blush.
Okay.
Just the
ground. All right. So there's this game that people play, and you get three names, and it's called F Kill Mary. So we want to do the Eclipse version, but we want to call it Punt, Leg Hitch, and Print. So we're going to give you three names, and you're going to choose which one.
Leg hitch imprint. Okay, okay.
You're going to choose which ones you would do
you
to those people.
Else.
So let's just start out with the Holy Trinity of Edward, Jacob, and Bella.
No, see, I can't. I can't. Because no matter who I say I'm going to hunt, I am screwed,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so,
that's
why. And I love all the kids, and they're great. So, you know, I'd have to say imprint for all of them because they're so sweet. Isn't that a horrible answer?
That is.
Do you feel so shut down right now?
Can we do it with three characters? Diego, Fred, Riley?
Yeah.
Come on.
See, that's hard too because, you know, the obvious choice would be to hunt Riley after you read it. But now that Xavier's played him, I have to say it's changed the character for me a little bit.
We don't care who plays him.
Okay, well then you have to hunt Riley because when he starts out, you know, he's not a bad person when she first finds him. In my head, you know, his whole arc. But she makes him into a very bad person. And then I'd have to, I guess I'd have to leg hitch Diego and imprint with Fred because I love Fred.
Yeah, that's like the biggest response we've gotten from fans. Mm-hmm. Like,
and you know, Fred is such an accidental character, and I love accidental characters. You know, like I knew that she was going to have kind of a romance there, but he just came out of the blue and was so interesting that, you know, and although it killed me when the Spanish. Which I forget which publisher it was, they put out a little synopsis of the story that was really badly translated, and they not only said that it was Riley who had a talent, they also said that the talent was smell related, and I was like, oh my gosh, I was so horrified. It's like, no, what's wrong? And then I was worried people were going to read about Fred and in their heads think it was a smell thing. It's like,
No, I didn't get that.
I know. We have a really good follow-up Fred question.
Okay, awesome. Okay, well, let's
go. Yeah, well, I'll ask a Fred question since we're on the topic.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Okay, so...
He came over with my hairspray last night, so we have this hair thing going, don't we?
It's the only thing I get to work with, so... Okay, so, since Freaky Fred's power is that, you know, he gives off that,
repulsion.
Sense of How do you come up with the powers for vampires? I mean, like...
Yeah, what is in the water in Arizona? Because I want to know. We were talking about this a lot. We're thinking...
It's like, you should be bottling this water.
Well, anytime you start getting into fantasy, it slowly sort of strips away, like, all the rules. And anyone you read, do you guys read Jasper Ford? Does anyone here read? Oh my gosh, read Jasper
next?
Ford. The Thursday Next. I'm reading Shades of Grey right now, which is maybe not a standalone. Maybe there'll be more. His imagination is unreal, and you look at that and say. But I think when you start taking away the boundaries, you think of things. Now Fred's actually not too far off. He's really related to what Jasper can do. He has an ability to kind of affect how your body feels. And his is very specific. It's kind of like the difference between maybe Jane and Kate. You know, he has one thing he can do, whereas Jasper has the whole range.
I never thought of it
and
that
so
way.
And so it's related to that same kind of, that sort of classification of talent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that leads into this question perfectly.
Excellent.
What is it about his human characteristic or his trait that leads him into or has caused him to have that ability when he's a vampire? I mean, because obviously it's something that was when he was human that kind of has...
I see Fred's backstory as kind of, you know, he's older, a lot, you know, he's in college, he's a little bit older than some other kids, kind of like Riley, and I see him as being, I mean, he's beautiful now because that's what happens, but I see him as being kind of a science nerd, sort of quiet and sort of not liking other people's attention, and so of course, when you end up in a room full of newborns, that's going to be an even stronger need, and so him sort of having that... need to not be seen, manifested in that way, and you know, of course, makes him really kind of cool.
Well, it's weird because he's got this ability to make people feel so repelled that they're nauseated. That's kind of where I think the smell thing came from.
I think so. But although for me, it was like completely like a feeling in, you know, in your gut.
Yes.
It wasn't like you know, the mental thing. It was like just visceral.
Yeah.
And really, really potent because he's figured out. I mean, you have to learn fast when you're in a group like that, and so he's kind of an accelerated learning program, and he gets good pretty quickly. And he's really, really smart, and which is why, you know, I like to think about the newborns and what it would be like to be so unable to focus, mm-hmm. you know, and just all the time, all you can think about is this driving need that you have, and you're barely human. But if you can stop and slow down, then you're able to think, and you're really bright, actually. And he's able to do that kind of on his own, which makes him unique and special.
Right. Cool.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stick with Fred.
Awesome.
We're sticking with Bria. This is one of those questions. If you like pictured this in your mind, or maybe you've thought of this beyond the Bria book, but is Edward trying to go find Fred and let him know that Bria would die because of how, you know, how they interacted, Bria and Edward in the meadow? We were wondering if something like that could be possible.
If I were to go ahead, you know, with it, he would definitely come up again. After his character sort of formed, he then kind of fit into a really key place. I don't see Edward actively seeking him out.
Yeah.
The knowledge that he does from Bria, he realizes that Fred probably wouldn't appreciate that very much.
Yeah.
But I do see them crossing paths eventually.
Yes, that's one of ours too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really relieved in a way. I didn't see anybody surviving. And so as Fred started growing and developing, it was really relieved to let someone survive and someone that, you know, that you start caring about.
Well, I just love the introduction to the book that you did say, you know, like I was writing this and I did have a hard time with the fact that I made this decision before.
Yeah,
the and by the end.
That helped me though when I was reading it.
By the end, you know, knowing when I first started out, I didn't even think about it. It was like, oh, this would be cool. You know, it was all about the mechanics of it.
Right.
And then when you start like, I have to kill her.
Yeah.
It was on set. It was crazy because, you know, Jodell is teeny. She's this little teen, and actually she skews a little bit younger for me than, although she is 15, so she's the right age. My Bria in the book, I felt like was a little more grown up looking because she's had a harder life.
Yeah.
But Jodell did a really good job, and actually they cut a scene of hers where I really thought she kind of captured the and I hope it makes it on the DVD because I really liked her there. But so then you have Daniel Cudmore. Who is, you can't even tell in the movies. He's a monster.
Yeah. We've met him.
He is beautiful.
He is. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, he's so proportionate for how tall he is. It's like you took a normal, you know, 6 foot person and blew them up.
Yeah.
And he's just so big. And it's, I feel so, the first time I met him, I'm like, how tall are you? I felt so dumb that I did that. Well, the first time I met him, he was in the full Volturi garb with his eyes and his
mouth.
It was impressive. And so he's like coming over to rip up the little girl. And it was, the difference between them was really, it really kind of made you sad. It was like, oh. You know, and you watch that all day because they shoot the scene 14 different ways all day long. So you just keep killing her over and over again.
You know what, though? I feel like, I was saying to Matt before, I feel like the fact that Bria's life, how tragic it is, and the fact that she dies is a really good juxtaposition to the series that we see from Bella's perspective. Because you always hear Edward saying that this is a really tough life and that this is not something you want to be. We're monsters.
And no one ever believes him.
Exactly. No one believes him. Because you see it from Bella's perspective and you have the Cullens who are, you know, incredible. But Bria shows that he's right in a lot of ways. So I mean, it was obviously tragic to see her die, and I fell in love with her
too.
Right, but you see that Edward's his perspective is vindicated in a lot of ways.
Well, and you get to see kind of Jasper if he hadn't been as good as what he does.
Exactly.
You know, when you're created for a reason that has nothing to do with your well-being and, you know, is serving someone else's purpose and how used they are and they have no idea and doomed from the start, you know, it's just really sad.
That's why I love that scene where Jasper and Bria,
towards
the end, this is so, I don't know, this is very intense. There's obviously, like, it's coming full circle for Jasper, I think, in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I was more focused on Edward and her connection, which when I was writing it, the first time, you know, it's all Bella and you're kind of in that mode and you're so oblivious to a lot of things. But when the line, it was really cool. I was writing it through and I like had realized, okay, Edward's going to know everything she's thinking. So how are we going to do this? Yeah. And his line started playing into everything
that she was thinking. Yeah.
It was so, that final line when I was like, I got chills. I was like, oh my gosh.
Tell us
what she was talking to.
He was talking to both of them. In the first, when I wrote it for Bella, it was absolutely him talking to her. But then when I wrote this one, I'm like, he was talking to Bria. Oh my gosh. Yeah. He was telling her. He was giving her whatever he could.
Yeah.
And when he's trying to save her, you know, it just, and I could feel his so much more than the first time, you know, it was like, you know, don't do this horrible thing and, you know, But then it was, he was really trying to save her specifically and knew what a good person she was. And it was just like, oh, you know, and he couldn't do anything. Stupid James.
So many questions.